You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Neil.
And I'm Ken.
And we are from the Triviality Podcast, a pub trivia-style game show where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Join us each week for an hour-long game of general knowledge trivia featuring special guests from around the world, plus tons of extra themed episodes.
If you want to improve your trivia game,
or you just want to scream at us in your car when we get easy questions wrong,
then we're the show for you. Find Triviality on all your favorite podcast apps.
But you know that because you're already listening to a podcast.
Useless information.
Hi, I'm Steve Silverman, and I'd like to welcome you to the Useless Information Podcast, which I first launched way back in January of 2008. I'd like to joke that was during the Stone Age of podcasting. Anyway, over the years, people have asked me what this podcast is about, and honestly, I've never had a good answer. But I guess at its heart, it's a human interest storytelling podcast, and I can tell you this, everything is totally true. I spend a lot of time researching these stories to make sure that everything is factually correct. Now, if you look through my catalog of past episodes, you'll quickly see that I try to vary the topic each time. There are stories of world's first, incredible survival, there are some with surprising twists, there are some that are uplifting, and sadly, some that don't end well. But the one thing that I'm certain of is that this is not a true crime podcast. While I do throw in a true crime story occasionally, my main focus has always been on the quirky, the unusual, and the unknown. My favorite stories are those of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. For example, I've told the story of the first woman to successfully pilot an airplane around the world, the first Jewish couple that was ever married on television, a man who attempted to corner the vegetable oil market and nearly crashed the U.S. economy, a real-life singing mouse, a woman who made a career living in glass houses, a boy who caught a fish with his nose, and, well, you get the idea. I do have a preference for obscure stories. In fact, I like to say the more obscure, the better. And I should add that many of these are stories that you won't find anywhere else, and they probably haven't been told since they first happened many decades ago. I like to joke that I'm giving these people their 16th minute of fame, although I should add that many are sadly long deceased. Now, if you're new to the podcast, I do encourage you to start with the most recent episodes and work backward from there. Not only have I become a better storyteller and researcher over the years, but I have grown more comfortable with the recording process, and of course the sound quality has greatly improved as the technology has improved. So sit back, enjoy, and welcome to the Useless Information Podcast.